There had been wild dogs on the island of the Blue Dolphins as long as I remember. But after the Aleuts had slain most of the men of our tribe and their dogs had left to join the others, the pack became much bolder. It spent the nights running through the village and during the day was never far off. It was then that we made plans to get rid of them, but the ship came and everyone left Galasat. I'm sure that the pack grew bolder because of their leader, the big one with the thick fur around his neck and the yellow eyes. I had never seen this dog before the Aleuts came, and no one else had, so he must have come with them and been left behind when they sailed away. He was a much larger dog than any of ours, which besides have short hair and brown eyes. I'm sure that he was an Aleut dog. Already I had killed four of the pack, but there were many left, more than in the beginning, for some had been born in the meantime. The young dogs were even wilder than the old ones. I first went to the hill near the cave when the pack was away and collected armloads of brush, which I placed near the mouth of their lair. Then I waited until the pack was in the cave. It went there early in the morning to sleep after it had spent the night prowling. I took with me the big bow and five arrows and two of the spears. I went quietly circling around the mouth of the cave and came up to it from the side. There I left all of my weapons except one spear. I set fire to the brush and pushed it into the cave. If the wild dogs heard me, there was no sound from them. Nearby was a ledge of rock which I climbed, taking my weapons with me. The fire burned high. Some of the smoke trailed out over the hill, but much of it stayed in the cave. Soon the pack would have to leave. I did not hope to kill more than five of them because I had only that many arrows, but if the leader was one of the five, I would be satisfied. It might be wiser if I waited and saved all my arrows for him, and this I decided to do. None of the dogs appeared before the fire died. Then three ran out and away. Seven more followed, and a long time afterwards a like number. There were many more still left in the cave. The leader came next. Unlike the others, he did not run away. He jumped over the ashes and stood at the mouth of the cave, sniffing the air. I was so close to him that I could see his nose quivering, but he did not see me until I raised my bow. Fortunately, I did not frighten him. He stood facing me, his front legs spread as if he were ready to spring, his yellow eyes narrowed to slits. The arrow struck him in the chest. He turned away from me, took one step, and fell. I sent another arrow toward him, which went wide. At this time, three more dogs trotted out of the cave. I used the last of my arrows and killed two of them. Carrying both of the spears, I climbed down from the ledge and went through the brush to the place where the leader had fallen. He was not there. While I had been shooting at the other dogs, he had gone. He could not have gone far because of his wound, but though I looked everywhere, around the ledge where I had been standing and in front of the cave, I did not find him. I waited for a long time and then went inside the cave. It was deep, but I could see clearly. Far back in a corner was the half-eaten carcass of a fox. Beside it was a black dog with four gray pups. One of the pups came slowly toward me, a round ball of fur that I could have held in my hand. I wanted to hold it, but the mother leaped to her feet and bared her teeth. I raised my spear as I backed out of the cave, yet I did not use it. The wounded leader was not there. Night was coming and I left the cave, going along the foot of the hill that led to the cliff. I had not gone far on this trail that the wild dogs used when I saw the broken shaft of an arrow. It had been gnawed off near the tip, and I knew it was from the arrow which had wounded the leader. Farther on I saw his tracks in the dust. They were uneven, as if he were traveling slowly. I followed them toward the cliff, but finally lost them in the darkness. The next day and the next it rained, and I did not go to look for him. I spent those days making more arrows, and on the third day, with these arrows and my spear, I went out along the trail the wild dogs had made to and from my house. There were no tracks after the rain, but I followed the trail to the pile of rocks where I had seen them before. On the far side of the rocks, I found the big gray dog. He had the broken arrow in his chest and was lying with one of his legs under him. He was about 10 paces from me, so I could see him clearly. I was sure that he was dead, but I lifted the spear and took good aim at him. Just as I was about to throw the spear, he raised his head a little from the earth and then let it drop. This surprised me greatly, and I stood there for a while not knowing what to do, whether to use the spear or my bow. I was used to animals playing dead until they suddenly turned on you or ran away. The spear was the better of the two weapons at this distance, but I could not use it as well as the other, so I climbed onto the rocks where I could see him if he ran. I placed my feet carefully. I had a second arrow ready should I need it. I fitted an arrow and pulled back the string, aiming at his head.